Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Comic-Con is behind us, and it's time to move ahead or maybe look back to those Saturday mornings we spent immersed in the genius of Sid and Marty Krupp. Marty talks about the days of Land of the Lost and Banana Splits and his new show from Nickelodeon. Plus, reality veteran Tammy Roman comes along. This time, she stirred up trouble in the boot camp. Let's get to the point.
This is the point. The Point Radio. Get the Point Radio.
In the 70s and the 80s, Saturday morning kids programming belonged to the Croft brothers. Sid and Marty Croft, creators of things like Sigmund the Sea Monster, and of course the Banana Splits. I talked to Marty about the days when he first got into television.
Well, you know, we were the creative, we were partially the creative heads of Six Flags, so we had our puppet shows there for years, playing to millions of people, and those were family shows. And, you know, we went from the adults only with the adults only puppet show, Maple Crater Police, to that. And then from there, you know, Hanna-Barbera found us and they wanted us to do the Banana Splits. They didn't know how to do it. So we did that. And then, you know, got the heads of programming of NBC and Kellogg's. They were coming to our building where we were doing the Banana Splits. And they said, hey, why don't you do a show of your own? So that's when we came up with Puff and Stuff, who was a character in one of our live shows for the Coca-Cola Company. That's kind of the re-beginning, the new beginning, the second beginning.
Marty's new show is called Mutt and Stuff.
I came up with it when I found out that Cesar Millan, who I, you know, was the dog whisperer, basically dog whisperer, I asked if he had a kid. I said, that would make a great show with dogs, just starting with that thought. He had a kid at the time. He was the kid with Calvin, who was 13. He's now 16. It took 3 years for us to get on as a series with Nickelodeon. And we've got 23 dogs, including 10 puppies, puppets, and kids. So I always said you can't mess with those three ingredients. So we're in the process of filming right now, the beginning of, I think, something that's going to be really big. We're really excited about this one. I think it's another Croft show with a Croft look, and I think the parents will bring in their kids. They'll bring in their brothers and sisters. I mean, I think that they know that we're doing it. I think they're going to come find us. We do have millions of fans out there. They have been very loyal. So hopefully they'll be loyal for Mutt and Stuff.
So after a couple of decades away from programming, what brought him back?
We never really went away. We've always been, you know, producing stuff, but we just didn't. We stopped producing the kid shows.
When I tell you that Tammy Roman is a veteran of reality television, that's no exaggeration. From shows like Basketball Wives to Celebrity Wife Swap to The Real World. And now on the new season of Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars on WE TV. I ask her how a sweet lady like her ended up in Marriage Boot Camp.
Well, first, thank you for calling me a sweet lady. That's the first time I've ever been called that. But Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, you know, I started dating a younger gentleman who's about 17 years younger than me. And, you know, I decided to do the show to just kind of find out if we were being realistic in, you know, being in a relationship, could this actually develop into something? And so that's how we ended up on the show, seeking Jim and Elizabeth's help to that question.
So did she learn anything from the experience?
I will tell you honestly, it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. You know, I thought that going into marriage boot camp would be easy, but they really dig deep with the program. And so I actually learned how to communicate. And it sounds very cliche. You know, we always say, oh, you need to know how to talk to people. But really and truly, it's one step further than that. And it's learning how to communicate with the person that you're dealing with and understanding who they are and their comfort zone in communication, and not just being able to say what's on your mind and how you feel, but putting it in a way that they're receptive. And so that's what I learned how to do.
All right, so what kind of drama can we count on coming up?
Well, I think that most of the people who are familiar with Marriage Bootcamp reality stars, every year they do the lie detector test. And that is coming up. And I think that people are going to be very, very, very surprised about some of the people who fail and the people who pass.
Like I said, Tammy is a reality show pioneer. And I was curious as to what she thinks it takes to succeed in that genre of TV.
I think what has worked for me was that I'm always myself. I'm always true to myself, and I'm always 100% transparent. In order to be successful in reality TV, it's not about, you know, who can throw a drink, who can, you know, talk the loudest, who can, you know, curse someone else out. It's really about bringing your life and the truth of your life to the show. And that's how I think I've been able to have longevity in this business, all the way from, you know,
getting my mouth wired to Comic-Con, and here's some of the highlights.
On Real World,
it's the first,
you know,
big crossover in Marvel Star
now,
Wars universe, and it happens
in a relationship
right
with someone that's 17 years
and it's a crossover between
me,
the Star Wars and Darth Vader
issues.
Series.
These are things
and it begins
that people are going
with a
through.
One-shot,
and,
oversized
and
book
I just try
called
to open
Vader
up my
Down,
life
which will be written by Jason Aaron and drawn by
how I'm dealing with it, and hopefully I can help someone.
And then
or
the story will move over to a back and forth. So how did it all start for Tams and Darth Vader comics?
Well, I was actually working at an HIV healthcare center.
It all begins in November, just a few weeks before The Force Awakens hits theaters.
The Real World, which I had never heard of.
County is coming back after well a long
hiatus.
Of course, all the materials available in some beautiful collections right now from IDW, but supposedly there's pretty strong rumors out there that we'll see more Bloom County sometime early in 2016. Maybe even perhaps before the end of the
show.
Joss Whedon continues his relationship with Dark Horse Comics, and Comic Con,
there
was a new series announced.
So, on Sunday, I went to the mall with my mom, and we made a tape. And on Monday, I took it up to the MTV offices myself.
Whedon described the six issue miniseries, which really is not on the schedule.
And I said, no, you need to see me. You need to see my tape. And I'm not going to leave until somebody watches my tape.
Twist is not on the schedule yet, but more than likely, Dark Horse will make an announcement about that.
And when they did, they liked what they saw, and, you know, the girl
another
that
good
was
summer
cast,
for comic books and another
and
great summer
the rest
for Marvel
of
Comics. Tammy has spun over into the acting world as well as part of the CBS Comics in the bargain chair game. And I ask her
what's
coming up for her
comic store racks
and
give you your top 10 comics coming up here just a little bit.
Patty
Stanger is leaving her home with Bravo TV after 8 seasons.
And we're very excited about that.
The announcement over the weekend, and the Millionaire Matchmaker said that she's looking forward to her new relationship with the
network. And so we'll hopefully be shooting in the fall of the series.
Exactly what that network will be
kind
so
of
far.
A, you know,
as you're wondering
fresh,
about that Archie television series that we talked about well back in the wintertime and possibly a pilot, which didn't seem to happen
on the show. And so I'm very excited
season.
About
well, the latest is
that
it's now moved from
that.
Fox to the
and
CW.
And what would I like to do next?
Atlanta,
I don't know. I think I'd be very good in
the Flash is remaining as executive producer. Warner Brothers Television is still in charge. And right now it's up to you, CW, to make an announcement about where things go. Catch Tammy on new episodes of Extend every Wednesday on CBS.
Has been renewed
and
for
Marriage
a third
Bootcamp
season.
Reality Stars
season
turns up on Friday
about
on 1.1 million viewers. And if you want to catch up before everything breaks again for the new season next summer, you can do so right now on Hulu. Outlander fans are thrilled to know that the originator, Diane Gabaldon, will be writing an episode of the Stars TV series. That'll take place sometime in season two, and of course, that season does premiere in the fall on Stars.
The Point! The Point!
Marvel continues to dominate into the summer of 2015 with a market share that is well over 15% ahead of its closest competition, which of course is DC Comics. June for 2015 also saw some big growth when compared to June of last year. Comic sales grew over 17%, and that again had a lot to do with Marvel's Secret Wars project. As we get into the top 10 best-selling comics in comic stores for June, we start at number 10 with Groot number 1. At number 9, Justice League number 41. At number 8, X-Men 92 number 1. At number 7, Darth Vader number 6. At number 6, Thor's number 1. At number 5, Batman number 41. And then Justice League of America number 1. Post-convergence title came in at number 4 from DC. Number 3 bestseller was Star Wars number 6. Number 2 was Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows number 1. And the best-selling comic in the stores in June, Secret Wars number 3 from Marvel.
The Point, The Point.
When I tell you that Tammy Roman is a veteran of reality television, that's no exaggeration. From shows like Basketball Wives to Celebrity Wife Swap to The Real World. And now on the new season of Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars on WeTV. I ask her how a sweet lady like her ended up in Marriage Boot Camp.
Well, first, thank you for calling me a sweet lady. That's the first time I've ever been called that. But Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars... You know, I started dating a younger gentleman who's about 17 years younger than me. And, you know, I decided to do the show to just kind of find out if we were being realistic in, you know, being in a relationship. Could this actually develop into something? And so that's how we ended up on the show, seeking Jim and Elizabeth's help to that question.
So did she learn anything from the experience?
I will tell you honestly, it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. You know, I thought that going into Marriage Boot Camp would be easy, but they really dig deep with the program. And so I actually learned how to communicate. And it sounds very cliche. You know, we always say, oh, you need to know how to talk to people. But really and truly, it's one step further than that. And it's learning how to communicate with the person that you're dealing with and understanding who they are and their comfort zone in communication, and not just being able to say what's on your mind and how you feel, but putting it in a way that they're receptive. And so that's what I learned how to do.
All right, so what kind of drama can we count on coming up?
Well, I think that most of the people who are familiar with Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars, every year they do the lie detector test. And that is coming up, and I think that people are going to be very, very, very surprised about some of the people who fail and the people who pass.
Like I said, Tammy is a reality show pioneer, and I was curious as to what she thinks it takes to succeed in that genre of TV.
I think what has worked for me was that I'm always myself. I'm always true to myself, and I'm always 100% transparent. In order to be successful in reality TV, it's not about, you know, who can throw a drink, who can, you know, talk the loudest, who can, you know, curse someone else out. It's really about bringing your life and the truth of your life to the show. And that's how I think I've been able to have longevity in this business, all the way from, you know, getting my mouth wired to lose weight on Real World, you know, all the way up to now, today at Marriage Boot Camp, being in a relationship with someone that's 17 years younger than me. That these are real issues. These are things that people are going through. And I just try to open up my life and see, let people see how I'm dealing with it, and hopefully I can help someone or learn something myself in the process.
So how did it all start for Tammy?
Well, I was actually working at an HIV healthcare center in 1993, and one of my coworkers had auditioned for The Real World, which I had never heard of or seen. And she was so upset that she didn't make it on the show. And she came into my office and said, you know, I didn't make it. And she was bawling, like she really wanted to be on this show. And I went home. It was a Friday. I went home, and MTV was having a marathon, ironically, of The Real World. So I got to see the show. And I said, oh, man, I could do this. So on Sunday, I went to the mall with my mom, and we made a tape. And on Monday, I took it up to the MTV offices myself. And they said, oh, we've already cast. You know, the show's already done. And I said, no, you need to see me. You need to see my tape. And I'm not going to leave until somebody watches my tape. And so I basically forced them to watch my tape. And when they did, they liked what they saw. And, you know, the girl that was cast, they removed her and put me in her slot, and the rest is history.
Tammy has spun over into the acting world as well as part of the CBS drama Extant. And I asked her what was coming up for her next.
Next for me, actually, I just signed on to do a pilot with L.A. Laker Nick Young called The Assist. You know, and we're very excited about that, that, you know, we're the pilot's doing really, really well. And so we're hopefully be shooting in the fall, the series. So it's kind of a, you know, fresh, modern day Fresh Prince of Bel-Air type scenario. And I play Nick's publicist on the show. And so I'm very excited about people getting the opportunity to see that. And what would I like to do next? I don't know. I think I'd be very good in a daytime talk show format.
Wow.
So hopefully that happens.
Beautiful.
I think I've done everything else now except that.
Catch Tammy on new episodes of Extant every Wednesday on CBS. And Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars turns up on Friday on WeTV.
Good Point.
That does it for the podcast right now, but in a couple of days, well, you know him as Lex Luthor from all those years on Smallville. I remember him as possibly one of the best animated versions of The Flash ever, and now Michael Rosenbaum has a new series headed to TV land. We'll talk to him about that and more coming up, but you can catch it on websites like ComicMix.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory, too. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Instagram under The Point Radio. And be right back here in a few days.
Get the-